Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue to make our way through this great season of the church year, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and just listening to the Word of God, the Acts of the Apostles, and watching what the Lord did and how He built His church and how the Spirit of God moved in building the church and empowering and leading the apostles. And I hope you had a chance to tune in to the program the last couple of weeks. We've been just taking apart certain sections here of the Acts, in particular just listening to the preaching of Peter, who's the main spokesman at this point, watching what happens when signs and wonders are worked. Who are the crowds? How are the crowds responding? How are the religious leaders responding? How is the battle and the engagement going between the religious leaders in Israel and the apostles? And now we left off yesterday where Peter and John had been brought before the council of elders, the elders of Israel. And even though they said they knew that a miracle, an irrefutable miracle had happened, they told Peter and John, stop talking about Jesus, stop doing all of this. And then Peter told them, as I mentioned, just read where Peter said, we can't do that. We have to keep speaking about what we know, what we've seen, what we've heard, what we know is true. But they were warned sternly and let go. And they let Peter and John go, because the crowds were following them and the leaders were concerned that if they overreacted, the crowd would react against them. So you see these dynamics. And then the next scene was Peter and John going back to the brothers and sisters, the small community that was emerging in Jerusalem at the time. And they began to celebrate. And the first thing they did is they quoted Psalm 2, which I won't review the whole thing. I talked about it yesterday, which is a messianic psalm, both about King David, but also it points to its fulfillment in the person of Jesus. David's a type of Christ. And what it's saying is that the kings of the earth, they're saying, just like King David said, it's happening, that the kings of the earth will collude. They'll come together. They'll set themselves against the Lord's anointed one, saying, let's throw off his chains. We're not following him. We're our own masters. And so they're saying, as they come together, yes, exactly what David said is being fulfilled here and now. So I'll pick up where that scene leaves off. And it says, again, the kings of the earth set themselves in array, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. Verse 27 of chapter 4 of Acts. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. So the Lord, they're remembering the reality of the Lord's own crucifixion and what happened. And now the same pressures are coming against them. And then verse 29, it says, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant to your servants to speak your word with all boldness. This is a powerful scene. I mean, now this young new band of the church, the beginnings of the church, are coming up against the same powers that were set against Jesus. And they saw what happened to Jesus, but they also saw that he rose from the dead and the Spirit of God is in them. And so as they're praying, they're saying, look, the resistance is rising. The rage against the Lord and against his kingship. He's the Lord. People don't want him to be Lord. They want to be in charge. And so their sincere prayer from their heart to the Lord together is to pray that the Lord would give them more boldness to keep going, to press in even more. Note, they weren't scared and trembling and running away. They weren't having a discussion about how can we avoid being canceled. They weren't positioning themselves against one another to make sure they get their security covered, their treasures protected. They didn't collude together to come up with who to talk to on the council to strike a deal. They knew, first of all, they knew the Lord. and that the Lord himself had sent them. The purpose of their mission, their entire purpose, was not to have a little private religion among themselves, but their calling is to extend the kingdom of God that Jesus declared and established on the earth and now reigns at the right hand of God the Father in heaven as king. As Psalm 2 said, Jesus is the one now seated at the right hand of God the Father, and God is laughing even today. The kings of the earth who are rejecting God, who are proposing insanity and madness in a world dominated by division and war and greed and perversion of every kind and building the new towers of Babel. God sits in the heavens and laughs. He's not too worried. Everything, he's got everything under control. And he's allowing human beings who have this kind of heart, this kind of resistance to God, who refuse the offerings of love and mercy and invitation to follow God and to receive and become children of God, they're refusing it. And so he gives them up to what drives them. He gives them up to their resistance. He gives them up to their sin. And that's a judgment. God's judgment comes on them. But the apostles don't run in fear of men, but they stand strong in the fear of God. And the whole community there that's gathered together is crying out and saying, Lord, what we want, we don't want more protection and security. We want boldness. That's a healthy church. He said, speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. So they're praying to God the Father, not only for boldness, but for signs and wonders. Now, all over the church, we're having this synod on synodality. And in theory, it's, you know, by the way, in principle, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. What I'm trying to say is the purpose of the synodality is to lay hold of what the Spirit is saying to the church. And if what we're hearing in this moment, in this reading, is not burning in the heart of people who are gathered in these synods, and the conclusions aren't related and built on this very reality that the apostles are experiencing, we're not going to gain any wisdom. We're not going to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, because this is fundamentally what the Spirit is saying to the church, among other things. But if this isn't straight and clear, then the conversation is going nowhere. And so as the church is declining, so I would say, like, for example, just because it's in the public all the time now, the synod in Germany, it had its 5 or 6 decisions. And of course, you could predict what they were, that what they were going to be, but they don't sound anything like this. It sounds more like politics and power politics, a bunch of it, and conforming to the world. Instead of coming from a place, and you say, we wonder why the church is dramatically declining and hardly anybody goes to church in Germany anymore, or in places throughout the West, because most baptized people want to be aligned with the world. They want to go, they want to be welcomed in the world. They think the world is wiser, smarter, more loving, more informed, more intelligent than the Lord and the Lord's plan for human beings. So they're actually enlisting in this kind of Psalm 2 spirit, if you ask me. They're setting themselves against the Lord and his anointed, against God's will, God's order, for example, on marriage and family and human identity and all the rest of it, the order that he wants in his church. They're setting themselves against it. But what's not coming out of them is, Lord, give us more boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as the one Savior of the world and the offer of salvation. And as Peter said in that first homily ever, flee the wrath to come. Nobody talks like that anymore. Everybody wants to sound like the world in order to be accepted by the world. And they're praying for signs and wonders, openly, freely, begging, crying out to God. Is that happening in the church? I mean, most people don't even believe in it anymore, that it's real. Or that the reports of the miracles in the Bible are real, or that they can even happen in our time. And that the power, the name of Jesus, is the source of it. Not some new age or some Gnostic thing or some vague power force in the universe. It's in a person, Jesus of Nazareth. He's the Messiah, as Psalm 2 said, that's been seated on the throne. And the Father has given him the scepter. He's the one. And David could see that. And as I ended yesterday's program, you could hear the heart cry of David warning the kings of the earth. I mean, today, it seems like many religious leaders tremble before the kings of the earth. They grovel after the kings of the earth to get the attention and the recognition and the rewards of being united, the worldly rewards of being, you know, associated with the powers that be. Where's the warning? Like David, oh, kings, be wise. Don't walk away from God. Don't resist God. Don't enthrone worldviews and plans and policies and politics and ways of being and exercising authority that are contrary to the will of God. That's insanity. That's crazy. So David said, be warned, tremble with fear. You don't know what you're doing. Does a church sound anything like that? Always conciliatory, never convicting, never confrontative in a way that's healthy, never warning, hardly ever talking about the consequences of the decisions that are being made. And it's like politicians talking to politicians, not apostles and prophets and evangelists in the church communicating in love. Yes, in love. I mean, Peter's giving us an example of what love looks like in that moment. He understood who he was speaking to. He was a Jewish man speaking to Jewish leaders and to Jewish men and healing a Jewish man at the temple. He knew the best thing he could possibly give Jewish people is their Messiah, is the wonder and majesty of Jesus, who is, you know, he's the king that David prophesied that would sit on David's throne forever. It's the Lord. He's the light. He's the light of Israel, right? And he's a light to the nations that is meant to come from the people of Israel. They are meant to be a light to the nations because they're God's chosen people. And they're the people from whom Jesus would come. And it's Jesus who makes it possible on his death, in his death and resurrection, to make salvation come not only to the Jews, but to the whole world, those who are far off, the Gentiles. They're not close. They don't come to the holy place in the temple, you know, into the holy city. But all those throughout the world are now being drawn in. And Peter knew that. And so even though the ruler said, stop talking or you're going to be in trouble, Peter said, I'm sorry, respectfully. He said, I'm sorry, but we're going to keep doing it because this is true. This is the truth. This is the life. And Israel's meant to inherit this before anyone else. So they're crying out for boldness. They're crying out for signs and wonders and wanting the Father to work through them in the name of Jesus. And then it says in verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Do you think that's happening coming out of these synods, that it's shaking with the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, and people are coming alive in the Spirit, and they're going forth, and they're speaking the word of God, the actual whole counsel of God's word with boldness? That's what a renewed church looks like. May we come into that in our time. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.